The rice cooker clicks off before anyone says my name. I'm standing at the counter with my workbook open, pencil still in my hand, like that matters. My mother doesn't look at the page, she looks at my face. My father keeps his eyes on the table, already disappointed by something I haven't explained yet. I swallow because the house is too quiet for breathing mistakes. I tell myself to stand straight. I tell myself not to rush. I tell myself I can fix this if I choose the right words. My name is Jiun Kim. I was 16, and I had learned how to wait for judgment without flinching. The number I was hiding sat heavy in my chest, pressing against my ribs. No one asks for it yet. My mother reaches for my notebook anyway. She doesn't need to see the page to know. I wake up before my alarm because the house expects it. My eyes open and my body is already tight, like I've been late for something my whole life. I lie still and listen. The apartment is quiet in a way that feels watched. I count my breaths. I don't know why. It just feels safer to count. When I sit up, I smooth the blanket before my feet touch the floor. No one told me to do that anymore, but I still do. The mirror in my room is small. I look at my face like I'm checking an answer before I submit it. I wash quickly. Too long feels careless. In the kitchen, my mother is already dressed. She doesn't ask if I slept well. She asks if I reviewed. I say yes because the word costs less than the truth. My father reads the paper even though he already knows the news. He does not look up. I eat quietly. Chewing too loud feels wrong, like I'm announcing something unnecessary. My backpack is heavy with books I already know by heart. I still feel like I'm missing one. On the walk to school, I rehearse. Not factions. I practice my face if I do well. I practice my face if I don't. At school, the hallway smells like disinfectant and anxiety. Everyone moves fast, like we're all late for the same exam. I sit straight in my chair. My pencil is sharpened before the teacher finishes talking. When the test comes back, I don't flip it over right away. I wait until my heartbeat slows enough to count. The number is good. It is not perfect. I feel relief first. Then I feel the second feeling, the one that always comes. I imagine my mother's mouth tightening just a little. I imagine my father saying nothing at all. By the time the bell rings, the number already feels smaller, like it's shrinking in my hand. On the way home, I calculate explanations. Not excuses. Explanations sound better. I think about the one question I rushed. I think about the one mistake I should have caught. I think about how many times I've thought this before. It never makes the walk shorter. At home, my shoes line up by the door. I adjust them again anyway. My mother asks how school was. Her voice is neutral, which is worse than angry. I tell her the number. I watch her face for movement. Then she asks what happened on the other questions. I answer carefully. Each word feels like it's being weighed. My father listens without looking at me. When I finish, he says, "I need to be more careful." That's all. No praise, no yelling. The silence stretches until it becomes the lesson. I clean my bowl, even though no one asked. In my room, I open my books again. Not because there's homework. Because stopping feels dangerous. I study until the words blur. I tell myself this is what good daughters do. When my eyes burn, I don't rub them. Later, my mother knocks before entering. She tells me dinner will be ready soon. She pauses at my desk. She picks up my test. She asks why I missed the question on the second page. I explain again, shorter this time. She puts the paper down, face up. I stare at it after she leaves. The red mark feels louder in my room than it did at school. At dinner, my parents talk about someone else's child. They don't say the name, but I know who it is. She got a perfect score. She always does. I keep my eyes on my rice. I swallow too fast. My father says nothing more about my test. That feels worse than if he did. After dinner, I wash the dishes. The water is too hot, but I don't change it. I tell myself pain is useful. It keeps me awake. That night, I dream of numbers chasing me down a hallway. I wake up before they catch me. Days stack like this. Quiet, controlled, heavy. At school, teachers praise me. At home, praise feels unnecessary. My mother corrects how I sit. My father corrects how I plan. They say it's because they care. I believe them because I don't know what else to believe. When relatives visit, I am displayed. My achievements are listed like groceries. I smile when they touch my shoulder. I bow my head when they ask questions. Later, my mother tells me I spoke well. She also tells me not to interrupt next time. I nod. I start checking my grades more than once. I start rereading emails for hidden disappointment. If my parents are quiet, I assume I've done something wrong. If they speak, I assume I could have done better. I don't remember when I started feeling this way. It feels like it's always been there. Some nights I lie awake and imagine a version of myself who fails on purpose. The thought scares me more than punishment ever could. I don't know who I would be without trying. That feels like nothing. One afternoon, my mother asks to see my planner. She flips through it slowly. She pauses at a blank square. She asks why it's empty. I tell her there was nothing scheduled. She tells me that's wasted time. She writes something in for me. I don't read it until she leaves. It's extra practice. Of course it is. That night, my chest feels tight for no reason I can name. I sit at my desk and stare at the wall. I realize I don't remember the last time I did something that wasn't measured. The thought doesn't make me sad. It makes me tired. The next week, a big exam comes back. This time, the number is almost perfect. When I tell my parents, my mother exhales like she's been holding her breath all day. My father nods once. Then my mother asks if I know why it wasn't higher. I open my mouth. Nothing comes out. She fills the silence for me. That night, lying in bed, I stare at the ceiling. I try to imagine what would happen if I stopped chasing the number. My heart starts to race. I sit up, gasping like I've been underwater. I don't know how to rest. I only know how to prepare. As I lie back down, one thought presses heavier than the rest. Even if I do everything right tomorrow, it still won't be enough. The week the results were posted, my mother didn't remind me to eat. That's how I knew it mattered. The exam was national. Everyone said it would decide everything, even though everything had already been decided. At school, the list was taped to the wall. Students crowded around it like they were waiting for weather. I stayed back. I always did. When I finally stepped forward, my name was there. High, not the highest. My hands went cold anyway. I copied the number into my phone like evidence. On the bus home, I didn't listen to music. I needed to arrive prepared. My mother was in the kitchen when I walked in. She didn't ask how it went. She held out her hand. I gave her my phone. She read the screen slowly. Her mouth pressed into a line that meant calculation. She said it was good. She said it could have been better. My father joined us without a sound. He asked who placed above me. My mother answered for me. They talked about strategy like I wasn't standing there. School's two adjustments. I nodded when they looked at me. I always nodded. That night, my study schedule changed. It wasn't a discussion. More hours, fewer breaks. My phone stayed outside my room. Sleep was shortened. I told myself this was temporary. I told myself a lot of things. At school, teachers congratulated me. I smiled and said thank you. Exposed. Like they were praising the wrong version of me. I stopped raising my hand. Being visible felt risky. When friends complained about pressure, I stayed quiet. Their words didn't fit my body. At home, my mother started sitting beside me while I studied. She didn't speak much. Her presence was enough. I could feel every mistake before it happened. When I paused too long, she cleared her throat. When I rushed, she tapped the table. I corrected myself without being told. That seemed to please her. My father began checking my work late at night. He circled things in pencil. Not wrong, just not strong enough. I slept with my books open. Waking up felt like falling behind. One evening, my mother compared my score to a girl from church. She said it casually. She said it like information. Not like blame. I nodded again. Something inside me went quiet. After that, I stopped telling them how I felt about anything. It didn't seem useful. If I was tired, I stayed quiet. If I was scared, I studied more. My body started reacting before my thoughts did. Tight, shaking hands. I told myself it was focus. I told myself it meant I cared. One afternoon, I got a question wrong in class. The teacher corrected me gently. My face burned anyway. I couldn't hear the rest of the lesson. When the bell rang, I stayed seated. My legs felt weak. That night, I stared at the same page for an hour. Nothing stayed in my head. My mother noticed. She asked what was wrong. I said nothing. She said I needed discipline. She took my chair away and told me to stand while I worked. She said it would help me stay alert. I stood until my feet went numb. I didn't argue. After that, standing became normal. Sitting felt lazy. My father approved. He said endurance builds character. I stopped thinking about character. I just followed instructions. Weeks passed like this, blurred together. I stopped remembering meals. I stopped noticing weekends. My grades stayed high. My body didn't. One night while reviewing, my vision went dark for a second. I grabbed the desk. My mother looked up. She asked if I was sick. No. She told me to finish the section. I finished it. I always finished. At school the next day, a counselor asked if I was okay. She said I looked pale. I said I was fine. That answer came easily. When she suggested balance, I nodded politely. I didn't take the pamphlet. Balance sounded like a risk. Risk sounded like failure. At home, the pressure didn't lift. Sharpened. My mother started correcting how I spoke. My timing. She said people judge more than grades. I added that to the list. I practiced conversations alone. Short answers. My father listened once and said I sounded prepared. Prepared was the closest thing to praise. I stopped feeling proud of good scores. They felt expected. When something went well, I waited for what came next. It always came. One evening after a long day, I closed my book early, just 5 minutes. My mother noticed immediately. She asked why I stopped. I said I couldn't focus. My voice shook. She told me to try harder. She said effort solves most problems. Something in me snapped quietly, not loudly, not visibly. I went back to my desk. I stared at the page. The words didn't move. My hands started shaking. I pressed them flat. They didn't stop. My breathing felt wrong. Too fast, too shallow. I didn't call out. I didn't stand up. I sat there until the feeling passed. No one noticed. After that night, something changed. I didn't panic anymore. I went numb. I did the work without feeling attached to it. I listened without reacting. When my mother corrected me, I said okay. When my father advised me, I said okay. Inside, I started pulling away. Not from them, from myself. I stopped imagining a future. I focused on the next task. I stopped hoping approval would feel good. I assumed it wouldn't. The final break came quietly, like most things in our house. My mother reviewed my latest results and said they were acceptable. Acceptable sounded like permission to continue breathing. She asked what my plan was to improve further. I didn't answer right away. For the first time, I didn't know what to say. Not because I lacked ideas, because I didn't want any of them. The silence stretched. My mother waited. I realized something then, sitting across from her. No matter what I gave, the goal would move. I could spend my whole life catching up. I could do everything right and still be measured. I nodded anyway. I always nodded. But inside, I made a decision. I didn't speak aloud. I stopped trying to earn their approval. I would still perform. I would still succeed. But I would never expect it to mean love again. I left home without ever saying I was leaving. I packed my things neatly like everything else in my life, and my parents helped without asking questions. My mother folded my clothes with the same care she used when I was small. My father carried my boxes to the door. They told me to study hard. They told me not to waste time. I always nodded. Living alone was quieter than I expected. The silence felt different without anyone listening for mistakes. At first, I kept my schedule exactly the same. I woke early, I studied late, no one was watching, but my body didn't know that yet. I still sat straight at my desk. When I finished an assignment, I waited for the feeling to come. It never did. University went well. It always did. Professors praised my discipline. Friends said I was impressive. I smiled at the right moments. I said thank you. Inside, everything felt flat, like a sound that never echoes. When I called home, my mother asked about my grades. My father asked about my plans. They didn't ask if I was happy. I didn't offer it. Sometimes my mother suggested improvements even when things were going well. Old habits survive distance. I listened. I wrote things down. After the calls, I felt the familiar tightness in my chest. It didn't matter how far away I was. I tried resting once, just once. I stayed in bed late on a Sunday morning. The guilt woke me before my alarm ever could. I lay there staring at the ceiling, heart racing. Nothing was wrong, but my body didn't believe that. I got up and studied. The feeling eased. That scared me more than exhaustion ever had. As the years passed, success stacked up neatly. Opportunities, respect. People told me my parents must be proud. I said they were. It was easier than explaining. It was always easier. At work, I stayed late even when no one asked. I corrected my emails before sending them. When my boss praised me, I waited for the correction that didn't come. The waiting was worse than criticism. I started choosing silence over opinion, agreement over honesty. In meetings, I spoke only when certain. Certainty became a cage. Relationships felt confusing. Affection without conditions made me uneasy. When someone said they liked me, I wondered why. I waited for the reason. I dated someone who said I didn't need to prove anything. I didn't know how to respond. When he asked what I wanted, my mind went blank. No one had ever asked me that before. I ended things politely. He said I was distant. He wasn't wrong. I just didn't know where to reach. I visited my parents during holidays. Nothing had changed. My room was the same. My desk still faced the wall. My mother commented on my posture. My father commented on my career path. They were proud in their way. I could feel it in the absence of worry. At dinner, we talked about accomplishments, others. No one talked about anything else. There was no language for it. After one visit, I sat alone in my old room and felt something unexpected. Grief. Not loud, not dramatic, just a quiet awareness of what never happened. The conversations we never had. The comfort I never learned to accept. The version of me that might have existed. I didn't cry. Crying felt unproductive. Back in my apartment, the grief stayed. It showed up in small ways. I forgot to eat. I worked too long. I lay awake at night, mind scanning for tasks I had missed. There were none. My body didn't care. It stayed alert. I thought about talking to someone. The idea felt like failure. I told myself I was fine. That answer still came easily. One evening, after a long day, I sat at my desk and didn't open my laptop. I just sat there. Minutes passed. My heart pounded like I was doing something dangerous. Nothing happened. No one corrected me. The silence felt heavier than pressure ever had. It asked questions I didn't know how to answer. Who was I without constant evaluation? What did I want if no one was watching? The questions stayed. They didn't resolve. I still speak to my parents every week. We keep things smooth. They tell me what they think I should do next. I listen. Sometimes I follow their advice. Sometimes I don't tell them I didn't. The distance between us looks like success from the outside. It looks like respect. Inside it feels unfinished, like a sentence that never ends. I am good at surviving systems. I am less good at living outside them. I still wake early. I still feel uneasy when I rest. Praise still slides off me. Silence still feels loud. I don't hate my parents. I don't blame them. I just don't know how to stop measuring myself. Some nights I sit alone and try to imagine being enough without proof. The idea feels foreign. I breathe through it. I let it pass. Tomorrow I will do my work well. I always do. But sometimes when the room is quiet and no one is waiting for results, I wonder who I would be if I didn't.